Dr. Mike Milligan joins us from Eastland Dental Center. I'm Mark Strauss. I'm the TV guy on the radio, and this is the WJBC Midday Show. Dr. Mike comes in every month. He picks a topic. Even though he's a dentist, it is not necessarily isolated to dentistry. We've talked about all kinds of things, heart attack, stroke, you name it, cholesterol. Pick a topic. We've talked about it. And I'm sure there are some that we haven't gotten to yet. Mike joins us here right now. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Mark. But, you know, all of those really are related to the mouth and to teeth and to the oral care.
Yeah, that's what that's what you drilled into me when we started doing these segments, that a lot of the bacteria that causes a lot of the maladies and illnesses all originate in the mouth. And that's why, as a dentist, maybe you are uniquely qualified to talk about all of these other things.
Well, yeah, that's I'm very well versed in how the mouth affects the body and vice versa. So, but I started my snowblower last night to be sure it was ready for tonight and tomorrow.
Yes. Exactly what I'm advising people to do. Well, I checked to see if my shovels were hanging in the garage. And they are.
I do have.
So they're ready to go too. This month you're here to talk about prenatal care for your child before and after it's born, while it's an infant and a young child, because it's some of the most important attention medically that those children will get in their entire lives. It sets the stage for a healthy life.
Really does. Yeah, absolutely sets the stage. And if they don't have good care during the pregnancy and shortly after, that can affect their whole life. But, you see, my sixth grandchild is coming in the next couple of weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so that's why I picked this topic. And next month is Children's Dental Health Month. But so this month will be prenatal, fetal dental health month.
So you're a young woman or whatever age you are, and you're going to have a child. Doesn't have to be your first. You learn a lot of these things when you're going to be a parent for the first time.
Yeah.
What's the most important advice you can give that young, pregnant woman?
Get good medical care.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I think. Because, well, if they're going to the physician and dentist, then they will be told what to do and monitored throughout. So if I had one piece of advice, I think that would be it. But obviously, they don't want to smoke or use alcohol or drugs.
Whatever you ingest when you're pregnant, you're feeding that, you're giving that to your unborn child.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you want to eat a nutritious diet. And but as far as the mouth, you want to keep your mouth very clean and have regular dental cleanings and checkups, because the different oral bacteria, mouth bacteria, can affect the fetus and cause many things.
Give me an example of something that can adversely affect the unborn child that some people may take for granted or not realize.
An example of something.
Well, you're talking about...
Oral bacteria. Different bacteria in the mouth can cause low birth weight, preterm births, and that means that when the baby's born, they're not fully developed, and their functions aren't fully developed, like suckling and all. And this can affect the growth and development of their jaws. And that can then affect their entire life.
I guess what I'm asking, Mike, is what causes these undesirable bacteria that have this negative impact on the baby?
You know, what causes them?
Is it something you eat?
They come from other people.
Is it
for the
lack
most
of
part.
Hygiene?
Lack of hygiene, and yeah, and then you have the potential for these bacteria to the pockets and the environment, the lack of oxygen in these pockets, that these bad bacteria can thrive, And so, yeah, but you get them, I mean, you can get them from your spouse. You can get them from your parents. The grandparents can give these to the babies. But so you need to be checked for these bad bacteria. Typically, they come from other people, but or a contaminated fork, for instance, or glass. And then they can grow and thrive in certain people's mouths. And especially if you don't keep your teeth clean. And so these grow, and then they can cause all these different problems. And even fetal death at 39 weeks once was reported by a fusobacterium species.
You know, all of these things sound very scary.
Well, you want to keep it clean.
But how common is something like this?
Yeah, low birth weight, preterm birth is pretty common.
Do we know how much of that is caused by the bacteria in the mouth, or
I don't have that. I don't have those stats with me today.
Or might be attributed to some other issue.
But it is fairly common. Yeah, it definitely is. And for instance, insurance companies are well aware of it, that oral bacteria can cause these things, and so. Especially for pregnant people, they definitely also recommend that you get dental checkups and keep your mouth clean.
And you've talked about this before. This is an easy test where you kind of swab the mouth.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways to do it.
You can do it yourself and send it in, can't you? Didn't you talk about something like that once before? I thought you did.
Wow,
maybe not.
I haven't heard of that.
But you do it in your office.
You know, any more online, but I wouldn't typically trust that. You can do about anything. Now they've even got Smile Direct where you can do your own braces. I don't trust that at all. You know, a physician or a dentist can do this. Most physicians do not do it. Most dentists don't. However, some do that are aware of it. I actually purchased a couple of phase contrast microscopes, which I can do for free as a screening. And if you have some of the spirochetes and white blood cells, then we can move further with a test that we send out, and there's a cost to it. So, but every pregnant lady really should have this done, because it does definitely have some adverse effects.
We're visiting with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center in our monthly Eastland Dental Center segment. If you ever want to check out any of the news that Mike talks about or just get some information, EastlandDentalCenter.com is the website. I know Mike's got another website. He'll probably mention it before the segment's over with some of the information about the topics he's talked about. Today we're talking about prenatal care and care of your child when they're newborns and very young. Let's move on to pacifiers and sippy cups, because you say don't use them if you don't have to. Now, I don't know anybody who brought up a child who didn't use a pacifier. That's almost like a necessity, you know?
Well, I know. It's best to breastfeed your babies and use them as little as possible.
But, you know, the pacifier is not for feeding them. The pacifier is for shutting them up. So,
well, that's true.
Why is that bad for them?
Yeah. It's the motion of that they get with that, the way that their jaws tend to develop with that kind of a function pattern. And so you want to use them as little as possible and try to find other ways to, quote, shut them up, to quote one particular radio announcer. So breastfeeding is best. But if you... And you want to also check for right when they're in a hospital, right after the born, check for tongue ties and lip ties and get those eliminated right away.
What are those? What does that mean?
That's a little piece of tissue that attaches to your tongue and doesn't give you full range function of your tongue, or a lip tie would be the same for your lip.
How common is that?
Very common. Yeah, very common. And years and years and years ago, they used to always check for them, and then people got away from it. And now a lot of people still are out there with tongue ties and lip ties, and we check for them all the time.
Is that where the phrase tongue-tied came from?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I didn't learn anything else today.
Ankyloglossia is the real name for it, but the easy name is tongue-tied.
If I didn't learn anything else today, I learned that.
So if you're going to use a a pacifier or baby bottles or sippy cups, these are the best ones that, according to many of the oral facial myofunctional therapists. The Avent products, A-V-E-N-T, the Avent Natural or Classic Plus or
the anti-colic. Shape differently?
Yeah. And the softness and the shape is better. The pacifiers, MAM pacifiers, mambaby.com, M-A-M, or NUK, N-U-K. And then sippy cups, a really good one is the WOW, W-O-W, the WOW sippy cups, wowcup.com.
I can tell you, I know there are people listening to this who, when you say don't use a pacifier, the response to the radio at that moment was, well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I know, and we used them, of course, and we still would, although less than what we did.
You have six, you know. This is your sixth grandchild that's on the way?
This is my sixth grandchild, that's right.
So will that child have a pacifier?
I'm sure the child will, and it'll be one of the MAM pacifiers.
And and the child's parents, is this a son or a daughter of yours?
Daughter, yeah. She's our office manager.
Oh, okay.
Lindsay.
Okay, so she'll try to minimize the use of that.
Yeah, yeah. But those are the ones that she'll, in fact, she's already got them. So they're ready.
All right.
Yeah. So let's see. What else should we talk about?
Well, we've got about a minute.
Oh, well.
And then we've got to wrap it up. So just pick one more important thing out.
Okay. How about when to start solid foods? About age 4 to 6 months. And by age 2, eat adult-like foods. Such as fruits, vegetables. In particular, it's important. So many kids today just eat soft things. They have these baby foods, which they're just soft, and then they go into noodles. And you want to eat solid foods. You want to teach that child when they can, starting about age 4 to 6, and then more and more as they progress to eat solid foods, tearing their foods, because that's so important for the development of the jaws. And, of course, you want to develop those jaws so there's room for the teeth. And also, good developed jaws give you a better airway. So those were very important things.
All right. I've got to cut you off here because I asked too many questions and we're out of time.
Okay. Well, it's always good to talk to you. One quick thing is that on the heart attack and stroke prevention, which we've talked about before, there is a meeting in Champaign with the author of the book, Dr. Brad Bale. There's only a few spots left, so you'd need to get a hold of Dr. Fellner right away, who's putting it on. It's Champaign, January 24th at 7 p.m. in the Champaign Library. Call him at 217-800-2192, 217-800-2192 to register, and you better do that in the next day or two. There's only a couple spots left.
Okay, Dr. Mike Milligan. Hey, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Mark.
And again, it's eastlanddental.com.
Eastlanddental.com.
Phone number 663-4711. Call up Dr. Mike. Ask him about it. Whatever
Thanks.
It is.
Thank you.